Hi, welcome to Stanlib's weekly economic podcast. My name is Kevin Lings and I'm the chief economist within Stanlib. The intention with these weekly podcasts is to unpack some of the most recent economic developments, and I think this week we need to focus on the US. Obviously, we had the disappointing employment data out on Friday, which markets reacted adversely to, but ahead of that, we had the Federal Reserve meeting to decide on interest rates, and I think both of those two events provided some useful insights. And I think we need to go through that in a little bit of detail. So let's start with the US interest rate decision. The FOMC held their policy meeting last week, Wednesday, and obviously they decided to keep interest rates unchanged. They use a target interest rate range, and that is currently 5.25% to 5.5%. I think what was interesting about that discussion is really the forward guidance that the Federal Reserve provided. In essence, what they're saying is they're a little bit more confident about the outlook for inflation. Obviously, US inflation is not at the target, but it's systematically moving lower. And the Federal Reserve seems to be comfortable that over the next year or so, they will be able to reach that target. If we look at the detail within the inflation numbers, certainly the most recent number, there is definitely a broadening out of the slowdown in inflation, so it's not just confined to the goods component. There's more evidence of a moderation in shelter inflation, and then core services has also eased. So I think it's right for the Federal Reserve to be a little bit more comfortable with where inflation is heading. The second component that the Fed highlighted is that they're now focusing much more on their dual mandate. Their dual mandate being both keep inflation under control, but equally ensure that the labor market remains fairly strong. And so it's the second component of that mandate that they're now highlighting. And given that the unemployment rate is moving up, then at the time when the Fed made the decision, the unemployment rate was at 4.1%. Then what they're suggesting is it's time for them to pay attention to the slowdown or the deterioration in the US labor market. And clearly, if you've got inflation mostly under control and you're worried now about where the labor market is going, then that is justification to start the interest rate cutting cycle. And so I think the intention from the Fed is now clear. Their next meeting happens in September, and you would assume that they would cut rates at least 25 basis points in September and then continue that interest rate cutting cycle during the remainder of this year and into next year. Obviously, subsequent to that policy meeting, the US labor market data was released, and that was very disappointing. And clearly, it's created some uncertainty about how quickly the US will cut interest rates once they start in September. But we'll discuss that in the second section. But for the moment, it's, I think, very clear that there's less concern about inflation. There's more concern about rising unemployment. The Fed is, I think, more comfortable with the progress they've made on inflation. And so we can start to factor in the beginning of the US interest rate cutting cycle within 6 weeks. And then logically, you would continue those cuts on during subsequent meetings. Maybe you don't necessarily cut at every single meeting, but you would want to get interest rates down fairly quickly during the course of next year so that you can ward off any potential economic slowdown or an economic recession. The second area of discussion is the US labor market data for July that was released on Friday last week. And in general, you would say the numbers were deeply disappointing. In total, the US created 114,000 jobs. That was well below market expectations for 175,000 jobs, and also well below the recent 6 month moving average, which is closer to 200,000 jobs. The other component of that is the unemployment rate moved up from 4.1 to 4.3%. The market was thinking the unemployment rate would remain unchanged at 4.1%. So also a very disappointing trend. And there's no doubt that the unemployment rate appears to be on an upward trend and likely to deteriorate further. If we then drill down into the various components of the labor market, there are additional concerns. In particular, if you look at the 114,000 jobs, about half of those were created in the healthcare sector. And healthcare, by definition, is a non-cyclical sector. In other words, it's not really impacted by interest rates, which then tells you that the cyclical economic sectors in the US are not creating many jobs whatsoever. And clearly there's been a softening of the labor market within those economic areas. The other aspect to jump out from the data is there's been a significant increase in part-time employment, which is seen as a negative outcome. The reason is it suggests that business is less reluctant to add full-time employees and would rather employ part-time employees because they're simply not confident about future business activity. We've also seen an increase, a fairly sizable increase, in long-term unemployment. In other words, the number of people who are now employed for more than 6 months. And again, that's not a good reflection of the underlying strength of the labor market. So if we look at a range of economic data on the labor market, it has undoubtedly softened. It doesn't mean that it's a collapse. It doesn't mean that the US is about to start to cut jobs. But it does mean that the type of labor market conditions the US enjoyed just a few months ago, that has slowed meaningfully. And it would suggest that the US economy is now going to lose further momentum. And clearly the risk of a recession has risen appreciably. Under those circumstances, the focus then switches to the Federal Reserve and the appropriateness of their monetary policy. It now seems clear that they probably should have cut interest rates in July rather than keep interest rates unchanged. And there's going to be a lot of discussion, there already is, about the pace of interest rate cuts. The market is now assuming that the Federal Reserve, for example, will cut interest rates by 50 basis points in September rather than 25. And the market is saying that going forward, the Fed is going to be under pressure to cut rates fairly aggressively to get them down appreciably in early next year in order to ensure that the US economy doesn't deteriorate further. That's open for debate because obviously the Federal Reserve doesn't want to be seen to be panicking in terms of the interest rate policy. So they're more likely to adopt a measured approach. But it is clear that interest rates have to move down. Otherwise, the US economy will undoubtedly go into recession. In fact, you could argue that a recession is now a more likely outcome, even if you start to cut interest rates in September. The Federal Reserve has simply waited too long to start the interest rate cutting cycle. And so when we look at a broad range of economic data, not just the labor market, we look at retail sales, we look at industrial production, we look at housing activity, there's a lot of evidence to say that the US economy is systematically losing momentum. And if you throw on top of that a deterioration in the labor market, then yes, it would typically push the US economy into a recession, even if it's considered a mild recession. Unfortunately, when we look at financial markets, they haven't been priced for that sort of outcome. They've been priced for only a moderate slowdown in economic activity, particularly the equity market. And so there's understandably an adverse reaction that has gone on in equity markets, given the weakness and disappointing employment data. That adverse reaction needs to play out in order for markets to adjust to a more acceptable reality, and that is that the US economy will lose further momentum into next year and that valuations have been too demanding. So not a great set of economic data, but I think a more realistic assessment of where the US economy is at and also an appreciation of the need to cut interest rates. So that's all from me from this week. Hope it makes some sense and we'll catch up in a week's time. Cheers for now.